Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on this Monday morning. 45 degrees with light rain. Well, it's Monday before Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Parades, parades, and more parades. For Monday in New Orleans, otherwise known as Lundi Gras or Fat Monday, the day before Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras, which is the conclusion of Carnival. 15 different parades are scheduled today in and around New Orleans. Carnival and Mardi Gras are long considered a way for Catholic faithful to get all their sin out, to live it up and let the good times roll before Ash Wednesday this week and the beginning of Lent. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Kansas lawmakers considering blocking the sale of raw milk or requiring farmers to include warning labels on packaging after the state abandoned a law prohibiting farmers from advertising raw milk outside their farm.
The Wichita Eagle reports that the state stopped enforcing the ban after Shepherd's Gate dairy operators Mark and Coraline Bunner filed a lawsuit in opposition to the 1967 law back in October. Pasteurized milk undergoes a heating process to kill pathogens. The Food and Drug Administration says raw milk that comes straight from a cow or goat is much more likely to carry salmonella, E. coli, and other bacteria. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump begins his week in India, but he'll conclude his week with a campaign rally in the U.S.
President Trump will host a Keep America Great rally on Friday in North Charleston, South Carolina. The rally comes the day before voters head to the polls for South Carolina's first in the South Democratic presidential primary. The president beat Hillary Clinton by 14 percentage points in South Carolina in 2016, winning the state's 9 electoral votes. The Palmetto State will in all likelihood be Trump country once again in November, the president's campaign aiming to keep his base energized with this upcoming campaign rally. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The jury in the Harvey Weinstein trial resumes deliberation of the charges against the movie mogul.
The 7-man, 5-woman jury left court Friday, not sure whether they could agree on 2 of the 5 counts Weinstein faces. Counts 1 and 3 are the predatory sexual assault charges. Convictions on one or both of those could send Weinstein to prison for life. To find him guilty, the jury must decide if he committed a prior rape or sex crime of which the statute of limitations has not expired. Through this process, Weinstein and his attorneys have maintained the encounters with his accusers were consensual. The defense said if the jury cannot agree on all the charges, it will accept a partial verdict. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
What have gasoline prices done in the United States over the last couple of weeks? Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says things have remained status quo, but that will not be the case for long.
The high is San Diego. Regular grade there averages $3.54, and the low is Jackson, Mississippi at $2.06.
Lundberg also says the coronavirus is affecting the crude market and that even OPEC doesn't know what to expect. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Light to moderate rain will continue to span around an area of low pressure that's moving through, and that will continue to bring some wet weather on the drive to work. Today's high near 50 with gusty north winds, a mix of rain and some snow later on after midnight, our low 32, and then light showers again on Tuesday with a high in the low 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain. We have a north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 7:34 here on this Monday morning, February 24th, with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC, N-O-R-C, Center for Public Affairs Research, finds that roughly 3 in 4 Americans support the proposed Equal Rights Amendment, nearly 50 years after it passed Congress in 1972. The Gender Equality Amendment is now back in the headlines after Virginia last month became the 38th state to ratify it, satisfying the requirement to be approved by 3/4 of all states. Legal hurdles remain ahead for the ERA, and the poll finds there are partisan differences on the issue, with nearly 9 in 10 Democrats, but about 6 in 10 Republicans supporting the ERA's adoption. So since 1972, that amendment's been working its way through the country, and they got 38 states now to ratify it. All right, Bernie Sanders' landslide caucus victory in Nevada. It's allowed him to call his movement for president unstoppable. Sanders had leading support among Latino voters, with polls showing that 53% of Latino voters support the Vermont senator, or supported him in that in the Nevada. USA Today reports former VP Joe Biden led the polls with black voters at 36%, with Sanders in second there at 27%. So there's kind of a look at what's going on with who is voting, demographics and so forth, have a lot to do with how people are perceiving and how they campaign. Had a first look at how well the flu vaccine is working. It's suggesting that it's better than last season's
okay.
So far. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported last week that the overall effectiveness of the shot in the current flu season is 45%.
That is higher than it usually
is. It was, yeah. CDC evaluates the annual vaccine on how well it prevents illness severe enough to send a person to the doctor or become hospitalized. And this season's shot has reduced the number of bad flu cases by a little less than half. But experts say the overall effectiveness could change because we're still in the middle of prime flu season.
Yeah, it's still February.
And other strains could pop up. So I don't know what's been going around. You know, like I said, I was at a couple of parties over the weekend, and two or three of the people there were comparing notes and so forth, and how they've had sniffles over the past couple of weeks, a little of that, which I've had. But it came right after that real cold snap, and apparently a number of people came down with this, whatever it might be. It's not the flu because you don't feel bad, and it's not really, I don't think, a full-blown cold because there are not enough irritating symptoms to go wrong with it. So I'm doing just fine with it.
I know a lot of people have had the crud.
Yep, it's that time of year. And, you know, a little nice weather, a little spring weather is going to clear up a lot of that. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, I need to ask you what you did over the weekend. I already shared with our listeners that I went to 2 parties, and other than that, I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I didn't get out and move around much at all. How about you? Do you have anything going on this week?
It's Shocker Baseball. I was at X Stadium Friday night and then doubleheader. I was there almost all day Saturday for 7 hours.
Were you doing the PA on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
3-game sweep for the Shockers. And then yesterday, I sang at Mass in the morning and went to a birthday party for my nephew Mitchell last night.
So, yeah, you had
a full weekend.
You had a pretty full weekend.
Had a lot going on.
Well, Shelly and I didn't get out much. We did watch some of the old movies, Turner Classics.
They've been in their 31 days of Oscars, so they've been showing just tons of powerhouse movies.
They have, of course, almost all of them we've seen.
Right, me too.
Yesterday they had Suspicion on with Cary Grant and Joan Fontaine, which is kind of strange. I don't like Cary Grant in that movie, and the ending is so awkward.
The ending ruins it.
Yeah, but it's a Hitchcock.
Interesting little movie.
It's a Hitchcock, and so it's interesting. It really is.
Gone with the Wind was on last night.
Was it really? Gone with the Wind. Wow. All right. There's been a number of the big ones, but Turner Classics just shows it's the time of the Oscars, and they just segue from one show to the next.
Yeah, it's just
the artist or the best artist, you know, the actors or whatever. 7:39 now, Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning, February 24th. I wasn't here Friday, Ted.
Oh, that's right. I've forgotten that. It seems like so long ago.
Everything went well with you and Jed in there?
I think it did. I can barely remember what I did on Friday.
Well, then it must have been good.
I think it must have gone all right.
That's the way we kind of gauge it, if everything goes well. I did run into a few people who our Steve and Ted listeners over the weekend.
Very nice.
And a couple who said, "You still on the radio?" They've lost track of me over the years.
Well, a gentleman came up to me at church on Sunday. "Are you Ted Woodward? Listen to you guys every morning."
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Always good to run into listeners.
We have something coming up here on March 6th through the 8th we want to remind you about, and that's the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show 2020. This is a show that our intercom radio stations put on every year, and it is a biggie. This is the rite of passage to spring in Wichita.
We're 11 days away.
In South Central Kansas. Of course, it's going to be at the Expo and Convention Hall Century 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all things for the outdoors. It's going to be tractors, garden art, lots of greenhouses, nurseries, hot tubs, pools, outdoor kitchens, patio rooms, garden tools, you name it. And they're going to have parking at Gander Mountain Garage. You can ride the shuttle. And be one of the first 100 paid adults through the door Friday and Saturday and get your very own wind chime, compliments of Stutzman's
Free.
Greenhouse.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So mark your calendars. It's a lot of people, many people never miss this one. And they shouldn't.
Well, it's big stuff.
It's a great show.
It's the beginning of spring.
And I would imagine
first weekend of March.
You and I will probably be down there helping to take tickets or doing something to help out.
Of course
with the show.
We will.
And would love to see you come down and say hello. The Outdoor Living and Landscape Show coming up March 6th through 8th at Century 2. All right, at 7:41 now, coming up this morning here on KNSS, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update, a possible plan to keep Century 2. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.